Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good evening, and welcome to Joy and Peace, put on by women, unified in Christ. So glad and elated that you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic, and before we start, we'll have a few words of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this afternoon lifting up the name of Jesus. It's not about us. It's all about you. We come to hear the Father, giving all the women that may listen in, may call in on the show, dear Heavenly Father, and let them know, dear Heavenly Father, how valuable they are, dear Heavenly Father. They are valuable to you, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise today. We give you glory today, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this broadcast. Let this broadcast go around the world, dear Heavenly Father. Let others hear and partake of the Word of God today. As we go forth, dear Heavenly Father, move me out of the way and let the Holy Spirit come in, dear Heavenly Father, and do with this word what you have it to be done. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is, women, it is time to arise and keep going. Do not stop. Our tag words we are using this afternoon is arise, authority, awake, and accomplish. You know, it is a time for God's women to arise and keep going and embrace their destiny. Many have the call, but there are some staying on the sideline and not doing what God have called them to do. There are still leaders that have not released their daughters. It's time for women to come forth now and say, this is the time for me to do what God has said for me to do now. Use the gifting now. Use the calling now. Prophetic destiny now that God has on your life. What is it that have hindered many women today? I put that question to you today. What have hindered you in doing the work of the Lord? And as we go forth, I just give the different tag words we'll be using throughout our broadcast today. It's arise. Women, arise. Authority. Women, take authority over what God has given you to do. Awaken. God wants you to wake up out of that sleep. Come alive and do what he has assigned to you. Accomplish. Women, don't you know we can accomplish a whole lot? Just do what he told you to do, and you're going to be surprised. You know, it's time for women of God to arise and embrace their prophetic destiny. We're in the final hours of the church, and women are part of this great move of God. Some of the scriptures we will be coming from today is Joel 2 and 28, Joel 2, 26 through 28, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, and I'll be dropping different scriptures as we go throughout. You know, it's time for women of God to arise and embrace their prophetic destiny. We are in the final hours of the church, and women are part of this great move of God. Many have answered the call and embraced their God-ordained destiny. In the last days, the word of God said, I will pour out my spirit upon all my sons and daughters shall prophesy. There are still many leaders, male leaders, who have not released God's daughters into their gifting and calling and destiny. It's time for women to come forth and say, it's my time now. Prophesied, prophetic, characteristic of prophesied, to utterly forth, to declare a thing. You know, we declare and decree that he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and his righteousness will range forever. Destiny, you know, to decree, determine, beforehand, to designate, assign, or dedicate in advance. Today we are talking about, our title is Women, It Is Time to arise and keep going. Don't stop. You know you can get sidetracked and distracted so quick. Don't stop, women. Keep going to do what God has said for you to do. You know we'll stop because so-and-so say, you heard me say so-and-so, not the Holy Spirit. We're going by what Sam Sausage Head, Bobo, Mary Lou say we couldn't do. But if you see how many women just this year are doing things that people thought was impossible to do because they are following the instructions of God. You know, begin to speak the things which are not as though they are now. Proclaim and call forth your gifting, your calling, dreams, and prophetic destiny now. Accomplish your prophetic destiny by using the weapon of warfare now. Not next week, but now. God is a right now God. N-O-W, now. He's a right now God. Excuse me. We must know and understand the weapons of our warfare. Over in Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, you can read those scriptures at your leisure. You know, these verses define the whole armor of God. We are told to put on the whole armor of God. We are told to put on the whole armor of God. You know, put on the whole armor of God. A, dunamis, dynamite, ability, working on your behalf. Stand to maintain a critical and strategic military position over a battlefield. The main battlefield is our mind. You know, as you hear them saying, mind is a terrible thing to waste. Y'all, don't waste your mind. Let that mind be in Christ Jesus, because he wants to do with you all that's possible. You know, the wiles of the devil. This actually means a lie that travel on one road to get to another. You got to think about that. How many times you've been lied on? Jesus was lied on. You've been crucified, talked about, gossiped about. But is that going to keep you from doing what God assigned for you to do? It's a lot of people sitting around in ministries right now where God have called you out. God have called you to do a work for him. But you waiting on somebody to tell you what God have already told you. He've already ordained you through the heavenly realm, through the Holy Spirit. He's already woke you up many nights, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 o'clock in the morning and told you. He gives you visions. He gives you dreams. He gives you things to use your hands, to use your mind, to use your eyes. Just think about it. When you sit down today, when this broadcast is over, you're going to think about all the things God's been telling you for years that you could do. But you got so distracted. You didn't keep your focus on what God was saying. But the first thing out of your mouth is, God, you didn't tell me. God, what am I supposed to do? How am I doing, God? And he didn't give you the tools. He didn't send people to help you. Think about that. Additional warfare is found in the word of God. You can go through that word. He will direct you exactly where to go, what passage to read. He will minister to your heart, to your spirit. And when you hear God, don't throw it off all the time. Oh, that ain't nothing but the devil. No, no, no. You go to God and say, God, I hear you speaking, because the devil ain't going to tell you something good. He can always try to distract you. He don't change his tactics. He may change people, places, and things, but he's still doing the same old crafty things. You know, clapping. You'll find that over in Psalms 47 and 1. We're talking about the warfare. You're going to go through some warfare. You're going to go through some things to follow the instructions of God. Shouting. You'll find that in Joshua 6 and 16. He wants us to shout. He wants us to give him some worship. Speaking in the name of Jesus. When you go to talking, you speak what God have given to you. That's over in Mark 16, 17 through 18. Giving. Oh, my. When you say giving, everybody feel it just money. You can give your time. You can give some of your resources. Everybody don't have a job. I understand that. Everybody don't have such and such a thing coming in. But giving, give up your time. Get another woman God and direct you to mentor her. Talk with her. She's calling you for prayer. Let her tell you what's going on. But if you got pathetic and discernment, God's going to show you what's going on, because that's why he have directed you to her. Praying and fasting. You find that in Daniel 2 through 3, chapter 10, verses 2 and 3 and 12. You know, prayer and fasting. Whatever God have given you, take time. He will show you what type of fast to go in and go on. You don't have to be behind the bandwagon because everybody else on the fast, they're not fasting for what you're fasting for. So God will give you the fast that you need to go on. He will tell you exactly what you need to do, when you need to do. All you do is consult the Lord. Dancing. You see some people dancing. They joy for you worshiping God. You find that in Psalms 149 and 3. Binding and loosing. You hear people say, I bind this and I loose it. You got to know when to bind and when to loose through the Holy Spirit. You'll find that in Matthew's the 16th chapter and the 19th verse. Standing in spiritual agreement. If you have somebody you pray with, somebody say, well, would you stand in agreement with me? And you tell them, yeah, but don't just tell them, yeah, and forget about it, and you go on to doing something else. You're not standing with that person in agreement on what both of you all have come in agreement with. You'll find that in Matthew's the 18th chapter and the 19th verse. You know, the enemy doesn't want you to move into a destiny, but God does. You know, over in Joel 2, 25 and 26, you know, it's telling you about women of prophecy, destiny, arise. I'm telling you today, start saying that in your head and your mouth. Come out of your mouth, say, arise, arise. Whatever your name is, call your name out in the atmosphere and say, arise, so-and-so, arise, arise. Like this is Sadie. Sadie, arise now. Not next week. Sadie, arise now. Not tonight. Arise now. Because God have a right now word for you right now. He came to you right now. And that's what he wants you to do. He wants you to arise now. He don't want you to wait till later. He said, arise now. So when you arise, you take authority. He give you the power, but are you going to use it? Or are you going to let the enemy take it? He woke you up out of a sleep, whether at night, midday, or 4 day in the morning. He woke you up to talk to you. Arise. Take authority. Awake. He wants you to accomplish a lot of things. But are you going to accomplish it? Are you waiting for somebody else to come do what God told you to do? Because you know, when you don't do what he given you the instruction to do, it's somebody else further down the road might be praying for that same gift and that same anointing that he have given to you, that he'll give it to somebody else. And you wonder why you have no power, why you can't speak. You taking your focus off of God. You're taking your focus off what he told you to do. You don't have to pattern your life behind nobody. Just follow his instruction. And if anybody that I see the switchboard is lit up, anybody would like to come on today, hit one on your keypad and talk on this topic. Women, it is time to arise. Keep going. Don't stop. When God give you a job to do, you're not to stop in between that job. He'll give you the strength to finish it. No matter what come up, keep your focus on what he told you to do, because the enemy is crafty. He try all of us. So we got to know when it's God and when it's not God. That means we have that relationship with God. We know without a shadow of a doubt, we want to go here, we want to do that. And we wonder why. But why can't I go over there to such and such a thing? Or why can't I go over there and do such and such a thing? Because that's not where he had preordained for you to go. He have another focus. He have another task for you to do. And when you think about it, some other scriptures that you can go to, I have them written down, Ephesians 1, 4 and 5, Esther 4 and 16, Jeremiah 1 and 5, John, the 4th chapter, the 28th to the 30th verse, Joshua 6 and 16, Judges 5 and 12, Mark 16, chapter and the 17th to the 18th verse, Matthew's the 16th chapter and the 19th verse, also Matthew's the 18th chapter and the 19th verse. We're talking about women today. Women, it's time to arise and keep going. Don't stop. You know, so many things come up in our life from day to day that we figure, you know, we got to know. Wait a minute, I know God told me to do such and such a thing. But why is all this coming up again? It's to derail you. Because the enemy know what your destiny is. And he can stop you, he or she can stop you, fulfilling the destiny God have given you. That's what their job is out to do. That's why we got to keep our full armor of God on. Don't leave your home no time without your full armor from your head to your toe. You know, there were other women who embraced that prophetic destiny. This is from the Bible, you all. And when you think about it, watch your prophetic and the things God have for you to do. I'm going to give you some things that will help. There was other women who embraced their prophetic destiny. Deborah, Mary, Hannah, and even the woman at the well. I know you all have read all those stories and all those chapters. Jesus read her mail. She was a drama queen. She loved the brethren. But she became the first female evangelist. You'll find that in John 4, 28 and 30. So don't think God can't use somebody that's under the bridge or somebody he done pulled off of drugs, somebody he done pulled out from drinking alcohol, adultery. God can use them. The Bible said, not me, the Bible said. That's why I'm giving you scripture. You can go back and read it for yourself. You know, misunderstanding of male and female relationships and their role. The word relate means the position one hold to another. Men, the self-image of many men is based on insecurity, result in control. You know, women, most women have a low self-esteem. They do not know their value or their worth. Women that's listening in today, know your value, know your worth. Don't let nobody sell you cheap and tell you you're not worth anything. You're not this and you're not that. Know your worth in the word of God. You know, until we abandon these self-images, we will continue to have misunderstanding, male-female relationships, and the role. The correct male or female relationship is found in, when you read it, Genesis 1 and 28. For those that just coming on, we're talking about women. It is time to arise and keep going. Don't stop. You know, God is looking for women who will rise up and co-labor, women and men, and God, for God's original purpose of redeeming and restoring humanity and the earth. It's time to abandon non-biblical thinking about the role of women and become a woman of prophetic destiny. You know, so many people want to tell a woman she can't do this, she can't do that. But what did God say? Then I'm going to ask you all a question today. I don't know how many of you all had thought about it. But when somebody go to telling you, you're not a pastor, you're not a teacher, you're not an evangelist, you're not a missionary, you're not a prophetess, you're not an apostle, did you go back and actually say, well, you're not what you say you are? They're gonna dispute you down and everything. And your next question is, I was not there when God called you to do a work for him. And you wasn't there when he called me. So how can you say I'm not called to do what God told me to do if he told me to do it? You know, so many people have women with low self-esteem where they tell them anything and they believe it. Women out there today, whoever listening, pick up yourself. Dust yourself off. You are valuable in the kingdom of God. No matter who the leader is, you still are valuable to God. You are worthy of God. He would not have created you and put in you what he put in you if you was not valuable to God. Think about it. Everyone else want to peep into your future but you. Stop letting people tell you what you can do and you cannot do. The Bible say that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I didn't say that. The Word say that. He put it in there for a reason. Hallelujah. I'm fixing to bring someone on. Hold on. I'm fixing to pull you right on in. I have a caller that would like to say something. Hold on, caller. I'm fixing to pull you in. Okay, you're not on the air, caller. Go right ahead.
Amen. I just got convicted, and it's like, how many confirmations do you need to go ahead and do what God has told you to do when you only need one, and that's from him? But we as women want a man or a pastor or apostle or somebody to tell us it's okay to go out there, and that is not true. When God sends you, we need to go. And we trying to be on what they call protocol, mm-hmm. or the right way to do it. And the right way to do it is to listen to God, because he will give you the confirmation, the giftings, and everything else when you step out on faith. And you don't have faith if you don't step mm-hmm. out, you know, because, you know, faith is not seeing things that are there. If you could see it or you could do it, it's you. Things mm-hmm. that you can't see, things that you know that you can't do on your own, it's God. So we have mm-hmm. to believe God's going to help us when we go out there. And it doesn't matter if we're preaching to one person or two people.
That's right.
We're preaching to the angels. So they're listening. Mm-hmm. They're mm-hmm. more than they're here listening to us. So, therefore, we're never just preaching to the air and to ourselves. We're preaching to the angel. So,
that's
therefore,
right.
we need to go ahead and do whatever God says for us to do. So I got really convicted because I know God called me to do stuff, and I'm not doing it because I let circumstances get in my way. And I said, well, I don't have this time, or I can't do it. I'm too tired. I got too much to do. But you should be never too tired, but just even take 5 or 10 minutes to do something, make a foot, and then he will make the rest of the way for you if you just try.
Amen. Thank you so much, caller. That is so true. That is so true, because I think about, I was 12 years old when God called me. And my parents, and I will tell them, they thought something was wrong with me, and they sent me off to... At that time, for my age, it was a private school, but boarding school, they called it at that time. They thought it was pressure probably from the schools or the teachers and stuff, and they told them no. But see, it was a while before my parents could understand that I had a calling on my life, even at 12 years old.
Amen.
And, well, I tell them, you know, and they would stop when I tell them what thus said the Lord, and they started seeing what I tell them would come to pass, they started really, really, really paying attention, you know, because children coming up, and especially those that was in the body of Christ, you being taught from home, you're being taught at the time from the church. We only had so much we could find, you know. We didn't have all the books like they have now. We had the Bible. That's what we had to go through, the Bible, Jesus and the Bible. And when I used
Amen.
To tell them, telling you some things that I went through, even as I embarked on marriage, went into the military, traveled. I would still have the vision, still have the dreams, and I kept saying, Lord, I need to be where I can be taught how to use it, how to go about doing what I need to do. And I said, God, you're going to have to help me. You're going to have to teach me, because everybody don't want to teach you the right thing. And the first thing out of, you all know my, well, God didn't call you the pastor. God didn't call you as an apostle. God didn't call you as an evangelist. And when you think about it, they always telling you what God didn't call you to do, but they never give you chance to do what God said do. So what God do, he said, wait a minute, you're going to do what I call you to do if I got to move you. If I got to send you to another country, send you to another state, you're going to do what I call you to do. And that's what we as women have run into, you know.
Amen.
You know, principles to embark your pathetic destiny. First, you must arise. You got to get up. You know, we want to sit down too long and bellyache and all that. We got to get up, you all. We got to get up. Take authority as a believer. You'll find that over in Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verse 18 through 21. And I'm going to read that for those that may not have their Bibles with them right then. Ephesians chapter 1, 18 through 21. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Now you heard what the Bible says, his calling. And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceedingly greatness of his power to use who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, set him at his own right hand in the heavenly place, far above all principalities and power and might and dominating and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. You know, as I think about that, if we as women would do less gossiping, less backstabbing, less doing things that you're not of God, and get out and do God's work, don't you know we wouldn't have so many problems with these young people? These people wouldn't be out here with all these guns and everything, because charity begins at home and spread abroad. But for them that's not getting it at home, God done put some young person or some older person, a middle-aged person, in your pathway for you to minister to. But are they doing it? No. They're not awakened from the sleep yet. They haven't arrived. They're not taking authority. They try not to accomplish anything, just my 2-3 and no more. No. He went around helping everybody. He didn't have no pickers and choosers. He did what his father had told him to do. You know, as a redeemed person, you receive a mantle of authority. God will give you that mantle. Your ability to overcome the enemy and his tactics is already in you. God have already placed that in you. When he gave you what to do, he's already placed what he needs you to do, where he needs you to go, and what you need to say. One problem is that we want the Holy Ghost to do the work for us, or worse yet, we want to do the work and relegate the Holy Spirit to the place of a helper. When God gives you something, I know the first thing the majority of women say, I don't know nothing about that. I can't do that. No, he didn't call me. Somebody will take your spiritual blessing and destiny from you because you steadily listen at what you thought they were saying that God didn't tell you. God had informed you, first of all, who you were. Women of value, stand up, be counted. All these women that's doing new and unique things that you're reading about every day in the paper, that was done back in biblical time. Have you thought about it? God have given you an invention to do? Have you started on that invention? He gave you a book to write. Did you write that book? He gave you a design to do. Have you started doing it? Just think about all the things. Everybody don't have to be physically as an apostle, a minister, and a evangelist, a prophetess, a pastor, a teacher. God give administration, help. You might work, your best thing might be doing, fooling with paperwork, working with computers. God have already deigned every woman that he have created. It's on the inside of her what he have already predestined for her to do. But are y'all doing it? Or are y'all sitting down envying somebody else for what they're doing? And you could be doing what he told you to do. I'm trying to the best of my ability. Everything he put my hands to do, I'm doing it. Everything he put in my head to do, I'm doing it. I'm trying to, if it don't work out, yesterday I'll just give you a good example. Yesterday I was at my computer trying to do some work on it, and something someone needed for me to send to them. And every time I send them, they say, it's done right, but it's the wrong phone. But that's the phone they sent me. So at the end of it, excuse me, when I sent it, I said, well, how are you wanting me to send this? Here I'm going about it two or three different ways. And when they sent me really the information, really, what how they want it sent, if they would have did that the first time, I would have known. But I spent a whole day. I didn't give up, though. I stayed at it. I said, God, you got to show me how to send this paperwork through this computer to this company on what needs to be done and how it needs to be done. Then, you know, I relied on the Holy Ghost. God said, you can do it. And I went back to the scripture, and I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. When a person don't want you to get something going right, they'll tell you all kind of crooked things, derail you, take your focus off what you're supposed to be doing. And when you have to think about that, you must awaken women to who God have called you to be. You'll find that in Judges 5 and 12. Let me turn on over that. Judges 5 and verse 12 says, awake, awake, Deborah. Some people say Deborah, some people say Deborah. Awake, awake. Utter a song, arise, Barak, and leave thy captives, thy son, Abinadab. Here, God was telling Deborah, arise. Here, these men hadn't got back and wanted her to go out and fight the battle. God done gave her what she needed. She didn't curl up and say, no, y'all go. I'm a woman. I'm a dad. She did what God had put in her to do. So how many of us are doing that? Are we even trying? Or are we just throwing in the towel saying, I can't do that? No, just say, I don't want to do it. Don't worry about somebody going to talk about you, laugh at you. God will perfect everything you need. For a long time, I sit back on the sideline. God had called me to do a lot of things. And I was just like some of y'all. I was sitting there, no, that ain't what. I know what God said. But the people won't give me a chance. God, to make sure God gave me my own building where I could operate in what he told me to do. I said, look at God. You don't have to be behind nobody's pulpit to be pulled into a pit. Everything God give you don't mean it's behind a pulpit in a synagogue. If you ever notice, Jesus didn't have chandelier, pane glass, and all that. He was walking everywhere he went and got on a donkey, fine. But he was on the sea ministering, on the desert. God might do like he did me a while. He put me on the Isle of Patmos. And when he started speaking that to me, I went straight to the Bible. Okay, God, what are you telling me? Sometimes God got to move you from areas and from around people where he can talk to you women, because y'all are women of value. He have things for you all to do. You must awake. You are a woman of virtue. Don't let nobody tell you you don't have virtue. You are a woman of virtue. A woman that participate in kingdom authority, not just a spectator. You know, some places you go, you can tell who's spectator just to come to see what they had on, what they was cooking, what they was eating, or who was going to be there. But he have you as a participator in the kingdom of God. A woman who glaze on the stunning of God, like Mary. You must believe that you have a prophetic destiny. If God tells you to tell somebody something, call them or whatever. Oh, I ain't going to tell so-and-so that. That wasn't the Lord. I ain't going to do it. So-and-so. You might be saving that very person's life that God have told you something that would prevent an accident, prevent somebody from getting hurt, anything. You know, you all women have heard testimony where people have been on the TV, on the news, where they were supposed to go certain places on the plane. At the last minute, something came up, and they missed the plane. Or the Lord said, no, I need you to do this. Some of you all went to grandma and, oh, no, I'm going to, it was a reason. And then that next day, that night or the next day, you hear how something tragic happened. And your mind go back, God, that could have been me. You told me, don't go. You told me to stay here. You told me to do thus and so. And I obeyed you. Here my life was spared. See, you got a testimony. If you never been through anything, women, how you going to be able to have a testimony to help somebody else? You are women of value. You are valuable in the kingdom of God. You know, when you think about that, a woman.
Amen.
Just like, oh, Lord, just like Mary. You know, when Mary was carrying Jesus, she didn't go around in the Bible, I didn't read it, where she telling everybody that this was from the Holy Ghost. You know, even her husband that had been betrothed, he didn't want to believe it till God come to him and say, I have favor with Mary. Why y'all women feel God ain't got favor with y'all? It just don't have to be in childbearing. God's got favor with every woman he have created. Arise, I tell you again, arise. Take authority. Awaken. Accomplish. When you think about that, I'm going to tell you about some things, how we had some drama queens in the Word of God. And you got to arise first. You must be awakened. You got to accomplish what God has given you to accomplish. You know, pathetic destiny, that which had been declared over your life beforehand by God. God had already predestined over in Jeremiah, the first chapter, and I think the eighth verse. He had already predestined women, what he had chosen for you to be before the foundation of the earth. When you was conceived and in your mother's belly, he already knew who you was and what you going to do. You know, for his purpose, which defined geographic location, race, creed, national origin, ethnic, territory, or any obstruction. How many of you are frustrated because you do not know how to pull your pathetic destiny out? What about pathetic words spoken over you, confirming your pathetic destiny, but which has not come to pass? What is it that hinder many women's today? Hinder to women's a pathetic destiny. Think about it, women. How many of you all have had prophecy? God told you first. Then he sent someone else after you didn't believe him. He sent someone else that a man or woman of God confirmed what he had already told. But you were the first one he told. But you were skeptic. You didn't want to believe what God had said. You wanted to believe Robert Earl, Jimmy Ray, Bobby Ray, Mary Lou, Peggy Sue. And God had already told you who you was. Women, I ask you today, are you walking in the callness that God have called you to? Or have you stopped? Have you taken your focus off of God? I have anybody else would like to say something before I go on. Feel free. Hit one on your keypad. I would love to hear from you today. I don't want to do all the talking. I want some feedback from some people that's on the line that would like to say something. You know, stop hiding behind your husband. Stop hiding behind your fiance. If God have called some of you all to do something, get up and do it. Stop hiding behind mother and father if they're still living. Get up. You may be the very one that saved your household, but you are holding back for what you to tell them. You are afraid that they won't receive it. All you do, get it out of your belly, out of your mouth, discharge it into the atmosphere. And God already knows you have done what I told you to do. You know, that's a Christian drama queen mentally. Are you, or do you know, a Christian drama queen? If you're not sure, here are some clues that you can find. You can tell. A woman that needs the pep and pump to get her going. How many women you done met you got to pep them and prime them? Come on, girl. I know this is what God said. You can do it. You got it in you. Come on. You can do it. Oh, no. They go to doubting themselves. It's a noun. It's a noun thing, y'all. My word now is noun. Noun. N-O-W. Noun. A woman that needs to be pimped and prompt. Oh, my, my. Even though she is a Christian, she has learned to put on a good church face. How many people you know like that? You see them on Sunday? Oh, my, my, my. Nobody can beat Sister So-and-so shouting, speaking in tongues, and everything else. And on Monday, she cussing you out. She talking about you and everything else. I'm talking about a Christian drama queen. If that was an Academy Award for churches, this person would get an Oscar. Y'all know. Y'all done seen them. In the Word of God, that was also drama queen. Vashti thought more highly of herself than she ought. When the king sent for her, because she was pregnant, she didn't want everybody to see she was pregnant. So she thought that she thought she was so beautiful. But here come another woman that wasn't a drama queen and took her place. Let's go to Jezebel. She wanted control. How many women you done met that want total control of everything, to run things without God? It's all about her. Y'all have met some of them women. I know y'all have. Now let's come down to Delilah. Girlfriend brought great men down because she knew his secret. How many Delilahs have you met in the church that them brought the pastor, the deacon, the praise team leader, all them down because she know a secret? But there is hope. We found that Esther was a woman of pathetic destiny. You'll find it in the 4th chapter in the 16th verse. Esther had a drama queen moment. When it was time for her to embark her pathetic destiny, she told Mordecai that she couldn't go to the king on the Jews' behalf. Then Mordecai reminded her that she was also a Jew and would perish. Then Esther said, "And if I perish, I perish." She didn't stop there. When you think about it, she didn't stop. She kept on going, doing what Mordecai has showed her and told her through the word of God. She followed the instruction. She got to be the queen. She got to get her people delivered and free. You don't know what God have in store for you women on this line and may come on later. You can be just like Esther and others that's in the word of God. God has given you a charge. He has directed you what to do. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop throwing in the towel so soon. I remember preaching a sermon, so what? When I fell and got hurt, I went on to the prison and preached like a mad woman. I didn't know I was going to do that. And every time I went to say something, I could hear the word of God say, so what? So what? So what? So, you know, when we think about it, so what? God is a good God. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. If anybody would like to say something on the air, because this is going around the world, this broadcast, feel free. Women, it is time to arise and keep going. Don't stop. No, you're going to have a little little stubbles and a little rocks in the road as you go, but kick them aside, move them aside, and keep going. Don't stop, because you got a destiny. God want to take you somewhere. God want to do some things through you. Show love. Take authority over the life and over the situation God has given to you. Don't give up. Don't give in. Because God has a destiny for you. Oh, we have somebody else. Oh, before we go off, praise the Lord. Hold on. Caller, you are now on the air. Area code 314.
Good afternoon, Apostle. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Elder. And all the other women and brothers and sisters are listening. You brought a great message. It is time that we as women know that God gave us a duty to do. And it's time for us to stand up, because this time is running out. And with the compassion and love that we have in our spirits, we'll touch more souls than anybody else could. We are so close to God. God blessed us to be creators. Man can't do what we do. Man can't create another person. But God gave that to women to do. And when he gave us that chore, the gift of being able to create as he created, he also gave us love and compassion to give to those that need it when they're in need of it. And that now the world is in need of love and compassion. And I thank you for this message telling us women to stop sitting in the background or having people tell us that, hey, you can't do that because this and because of that. You know, and I love me some Deborah. I just love me some Deborah.
Yes,
she
ma'am.
She told him, said, well, if you don't go, you won't get the honor for it. So, you know, we've got men that aren't going for it, and they know what they need to be doing. All the women seem to be doing more of the work now than the brothers are.
So I thank you
for telling us that we need to stand up. I thank you. I thank you.
That's
because as
you
the,
know, we're living
said,
in
I
the last days.
Amen.
And,
amen.
You know, God
amen.
Want us, thank you so much, Carla. God want us to arise and stop playing pity party. You know, we want to run here, and I'm speaking to myself, we want to run here and there. We don't have to make a name for ourselves. God will put our name out there. When we say the God told us, so don't go here, don't go. When God done told you don't do a thing, don't go against God doing it because it's going to make prestige or you think that. Do exactly what God said do. Because, see, when you don't follow instruction of God, as soon as something come up, what do women say? I know I shouldn't have done. The Lord told me to do thus and so. But no, the Lord told you. But you went against flesh. You went against doing what you wanted to do. You went against because so-and-so, oh, girl, you sound like a preacher. Girl, you sound like an evangelist. Okay? But if God told you you're a property, that's what he called you to do. If he told you you work in administration, that's where he want to place you at. That's what he wants you to do. You know, so many people want to wear a lot of hats, and they can't wear the hat God really gives to them because they're so, Missy, what kind of word would I, the right word to you? They're so envy and jealous of what somebody else is doing that they done dropped the ball. They done took their focus off of what God called them to do. See, for the longest, I would sit back, a lot of y'all women, I would go places, and I would say, and God tell me, I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to do this. That's not right. I'm listening to the Holy Ghost sitting there. Now, when you leave today, that's your last time. You didn't come here to make brownie puff. I sent you here for a reason. You on an assignment. And see, a lot of women don't know the assignment they have. They want to keep they think they're supposed to be on assignment 50 years. No, if God sent you somewhere, he'll tell you how long you need to stay. Somebody overstay, they welcome. And then they get mad with God. Well, God, you told me to go there. And God would say, but you was only supposed to be there temporarily. I didn't send you there for no long haul. I sent you for one purpose and one purpose only. You went there because you wanted to be that. You wanted to do what you wanted to do. But that ain't what I called you to do. And I learned that a long time ago. And so, you know, I stopped listening to what the people say. I start listening to what God say. Because what God tell you to do, you won't go wrong. When he leads you, he going to lead you in the right way. But man going to take you one way and have you going opposite from where he wants you to go. Think about it, ladies. We have to be on God's timetable, doing what God said do, ladies. I thank each one of you all for coming on today.
Amen.
Would anybody else would like to say something before we leave the line today? Because we're serving a good God. And we have so many that God have gifted. And they're sitting in the back of the church. They're sitting here. They're not doing anything. And then they go to God crying. Well, Lord, why this ain't work out? Why that? Because you're not doing what he told you to do. That's why it ain't worked out. Well, so-and-so say, but what did I say? And, you know, women got that bad. So-and-so say, they say, well, they right now when you need them. All them that say, you go forth here. Girl, you can do this. Did you consult the God? People get upset with me when I tell them. I say, baby, I consult God on everything to go anyway. Even to go shopping to the store where I say, God, today I need to go. What place should I go? And every place that the Lord tell me to go is a blessing. But when I jump up and just run out because somebody calls it, girl, go over here. Girl, go over there. I run into all kind of. That ain't what God told me. I took my focus on what God say and put my focus on what man say. And when we start realizing, women, it's time to arise. If God called you to pastor, called you to be a teacher, teach. If he called you to be an evangelist, be the best evangelist you can be. If he called you as a prophetess, be a prophetess. It's in the Bible. Bible. All we do is God, you do. You deal with my heart and my mind. Let me be what you want me to be. So with the four words closing off today, arise, women. Take authority, women. Awaken, women, and accomplish, women, what God have called you to do. Women, it's time to arise and stop going and keep going. Don't stop. Keep going. So many women stop. And the Bible say, you say you run the race, but who hindered you? I'm asking you, women, who hindered you from doing what God said do? Who hindered you? You, yourself, and I. As they If anybody would like to have a closing remarks before we end the broadcast, feel free. I have you ladies already on the board. If y'all want to say some closing remarks, feel free.
And thank you also, Apostle, for saying that we can't tell everybody what God has told us to do, because
exactly.
we got a lot of naysayers out there. And definitely we got the brothers who were naysay, but sisters, as you said earlier, envious of each other. And there's enough work in this field for everybody to do. So we should
mm-hmm.
not be envious of anybody. When God gives you a task to do for him as part of the plan, then you,
mm-hmm.
like you said, work it to your best ability to honor and glorify him. So I thank you for that, because I have been one of those who told folks what God has told me, and then they come up with some negativity, and it does put a damper on God's plan. So thank you
yep.
for reminding me.
Thank you. And thank you, ladies, for coming to the line. Tell others about Women Unified in Christ, because this line isn't about Apostle said it. It's about helping women. As God awake me 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm saying, God, what do you want me to do? Let me be quiet and listen to what you are saying.
Amen.
Because what you are saying is more important mm-hmm. than I would have been thinking about. So let me hear mm-hmm. what you have to say to me. You got a message for me. So
Jesus,
let me hear
hallelujah.
what you have to say.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracious
thank
Father,
you,
as we leave this line, we don't leave your presence. For those
yeah.
that may listen in on the archive later, to hear the Father, let it be able to help women everywhere, and let them realize it's time for them to arise, give God the glory, do what God has called them to do, and stop procrastinating, stop figuring they can't do it. If you don't call them, you're going to equip them, to hear the Father, for what they need to do, to hear the Father. So we come today knowing, to hear the Father, it's about you. It's not about us, to hear the Father. So let us be able to do what you say do. We're not able. We can do it. And my word to all the women is now. It's now, N-O-W. Not next week, not next year. It's now. Because time is winding up.
Amen.
It's not has been. What you going to say when he read the roll and open the book of life? Have you done what I called you to do, sister?
Mm.
Brother? Or have you been listening to Billy Ray, Susie Q, and everything else? Have you really been doing what I called you to do? And when you think
yeah.
about it, God, I haven't been doing what you say do. Well, why haven't you been? He already know. So you got to let him, you got to go and say, God, please forgive me. I didn't mean
yeah.
to do that. And we don't want to wait till that day, y'all. Let us get it right now. I had to get
yeah.
it right. See, I held back on what God told me. People wanted to tell me, you're not knowing apostle. I said, well, God told me I'm an apostle, and it's been confirmed that I'm an apostle. So I'm not worrying what the people say, because the people, I ain't going to let them put me in the hell or heaven. I'm going to go to heaven in Jesus' name. So I'm going to do what
mm-hmm.
God says. I'm not worrying
mm-hmm.
about a title. I just want to do whatever he told me to do.
Amen.
So when you do that, God, oh, Lord, God is able to see you through.
Mm. Yes, he is.
Mm.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you,
God,
Lord Jesus.
I mean, I'm a living witness. I know
mm-hmm.
I'm going over a little
yes,
bit.
Yes,
I can
thank
tell y'all
you.
From testimony. If you follow the instructions of God,
mm-hmm.
you would
yes.
be surprised. Don't let mother,
yes.
father, sister, brother, husband keep you back from doing what God said. Because when they go before God, they got to go for God for what they did.
Amen.
They ain't going
Amen.
By what I told so-and-so this, and I said, you got to know for yourself. You have
yes,
a relationship
Lord.
With God, go to God for yourself. Don't let somebody
yes.
crimp and time you into something. God told you to say no, but you said yes. And then you you suffer the consequence. Then you mad
yes.
with God. Mad with God because he told you from Jump Street. No, but you
mm-hmm.
wouldn't
mm-hmm.
you know more than God. So you went on and did what he told you not to do.
Yes.
Don't worry
yes.
about making brownie punch with people. And once you find out you doing what God said do, you're going to be better. You're going to, oh my,
mm-hmm.
you're going to say, God,
mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I listened to you. I'm so glad.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Thank
you,
everyone
Jesus.
That came on the line today and made the show what it was, because I put God in front. And if nobody
mm-hmm.
had came, I was going to talk on this broadcast like I had 5,000 people on here, because what he done called me to do. I got to keep my focus regardless.
Yes.
Regardless, I got to keep my focus. So until the second Saturday in August, we'll be back on. I had changed the date because a lot of people hadn't been coming on. But if you all would like to still have the second Saturday and the fourth Saturday of the month, let me know. Because I'm going to do, like I said, regardless, I'm going to do, fill this commission on what he told me to do. So until time, you all be blessed. You know, I always say, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you.
Thank you.
Next month, I want y'all to be blessed. And some of you all that's free during the week, we have a blog talk show come on with the same number. You're welcome to come on that line also. I've been doing that one for 16 years. So come on. We would love to have you. So until next week, be blessed. Love each one of you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.